fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today. The topic that I've been looking at all week is really looking at what it means to be battling a culture of death. It's a heavy topic, but I think it's an important topic. The recent popes have all put their finger on it because it reflected on what the signs of the times are showing us is that across Europe, major parts of Canada, the United States, and really it's becoming global more and more. Even Pope Benedict, not long ago at an African synod, a number of African bishops and cardinals were saying that the first world was pouring its toxic waste into the global south, into Africa in particular, and insisting and using its force, its money, its power to pressure the peoples of Africa and the church to conform to the new secular ideologies that dominate the West. So there's a great spiritual battle that's going on all across the world. It shouldn't surprise us. I mean, the world, the earth, is a battle zone. It's a battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. The most heartbreaking thing, in my view, is seeing the sheer number of baptized people across the West drifting with the culture and then trumpeting the new ideology, the ideologies that are fundamentally anti-Christian, anti-God. They reject God. And more Catholics who support the new laws that emerge from this new culture, this new set of values that inform the culture, and is saying, this is our road ahead. This is our way to freedom. We're going to make it mandatory around the world. Family planning around the world is going to include abortion rights, infanticide, euthanasia, redefining of marriage, redefining of the human person. We're going to use laws to conform people to all these things. And we're going to call it freedom. We're going to call it enlightenment. We're going to call it the new civilization. Friends, that new civilization that's emerging is at war with God, and it's going to lose. Between here and there, between here and the fall of these civilizations, is going to be great hardship and great challenge. We're going to perpetuate as much entertainment and as much distraction and as much sexual stimulation and whatever can be gathered up to put in front of people as often as they want it so they can be medicated and escape the despair and the disease that's at the heart of this emerging secular civilization. I mean, the signs are there. I've been reflecting on this week the problem of euthanasia in Holland. Over 5,000 people have been euthanized since 2002, including children. I read from a very insightful and important book called Why Civilizations Die, putting its finger on the demographic winter, that is, civilizations refusing to reproduce. And these civilizations are dying. I just thought this quote was maybe the most striking in the entire book. Mortality stalks most of the peoples of the world today. Not this year or next, but within the horizon of human reckoning, a good deal of the world seems to have lost its taste for life. The repudiation of life among advanced countries living in prosperity and peace has no historical precedent. Today's cultures are dying of apathy, not by the swords of their enemies. They're dying of apathy. Then, of course, the amazing insight of St. Augustine talking about what ought to constitute a republic and what a healthy republic looks like. And he said, the definition of a republic must take into account the traits that lead to its preservation or its downfall. States fail, Augustine argued, because peoples fail. And peoples fail because they love the wrong things. A nation defines itself by what it loves. And the wrong sort of love condemns it to eventual ruin. There's a shift, friends, in the West. As I mentioned at the end of yesterday's program, my wife and I were in Italy and England for a couple of weeks, just a month or so ago, traveling throughout the countries. And all these cities and villages are churches, churches that are built really at the center of these communities, you know, at the top of the hill, wherever it is, glorious, beautiful churches, some very simple places of worship, places where people came to express what they loved. They loved God. They had a worldview. They understood, I'm created by God. God made me. I'm God's idea. I'm here for a purpose. I didn't originate my own existence and my own being. I know where I've come from, why I'm here, and where I'm going. And I've been made by a loving God who's given me his commandments. He sent me his son. He sent us his son to redeem us and to bring us home, to save us from the very forces that are now being exalted in our time, the power to be radically autonomous, to create a public square that's naked of God's commandments and God's laws. Man is the master of his own destiny. Man is his hope. And what man creates, man worships, not what God has made and what God has created. Civilizations die because they love the wrong thing. What we're seeing, friends, is human hearts drifting away from God. And one of the most profoundly sad things is to see Catholic politicians leading the charge. So Justin Trudeau wrote a book. He's the prime minister in Canada. And I was just reading sections of it. And he said, he's talking about the Charter of Rights and Freedoms in Canada, which have become very oppressive toward the church. And he said that the freedom in the past, the way we defined it in the past, he said, it has been used to strike down arbitrary laws that restricted Canadians' choices in the most private and intimate aspects of our lives. The Charter of Rights and Freedoms in Canada has been done what? To strike down arbitrary laws. This is a Catholic. He goes on to say that he was educated as a Jesuit in a Jesuit school, and that he has, as a politician, a fundamentally different public duty. He said, my idea of freedom is that we should protect the rights of people to believe what their consciences dictate, but fight equally hard to protect people from having the beliefs of others imposed upon them. So here he is. He's fighting for rights, right? So what kind of rights is he fighting for? Abortion. Well, whose rights is he fighting for? Here's where, as a Catholic, you believe that human life begins at conception, not because your faith tells you that, but because science tells you that, period. It's not a frog. There's not a question, what's it going to become? But we connive with the powers of the world and we suppress the truth. We don't want to look at reality, but the noise of our own mind and our own will insisting upon what we want, we define away reality. And we create new rights out of thin air and say that someone, because they're carrying a baby in their womb, has a right to do whatever they want with that child and to define what it is, even. It's complete insanity. Now Canada's pushing euthanasia. And leave it to Catholic politicians to lead the charge. We're going to defend the right for people to kill themselves or to get the help of doctors. We're going to overthrow everything we understood in the past because Justin says these were simply arbitrary laws in the past. Arbitrary laws. Really? Really? These are arbitrary laws? Marriage laws? Laws about human life? Laws about protecting people from doctors who are willing to put them to death? That's a darkened mind. That's a Catholic who's really walking in and promoting a way of life that's radically inconsistent with reality, not just my faith, but reality itself. Yes, people want these things. I want to define my life the way I want to. Of course we do, because we have within us a rebellious will. That's part of who we are. Just because I say it's not a baby doesn't mean it's not a baby. Just because I say I'm doing a merciful thing by injecting this person as a doctor with chemicals that are going to take its life, just because I call it an act of mercy doesn't mean it's mercy. You're not the master of life and death. So I was in Assisi while I was gone last week and spent the day on retreat in Assisi and just sat at the feet of Francis and Claire and those who were there buried. And I was thinking about Francis, he wrote very few things. The collection you have of all that he wrote is in a small book, really. And one of the things he wrote I found fascinating, and I think it's timely. It's timely for politicians like Justin Trudeau and Catholic politicians across the country who are desperately running with the culture in order to be popular, in order to keep their jobs and to live their dream as politicians. He wrote a letter to the rulers of the people of his time, and this is what he said. To all magistrates and councils and judges and governors in whatever part of the world, and to all others to whom this letter may come. So it's coming to you, friends. He says, my brother Francis, your little and contemptible servant, wishes you health and peace. Now, this is the saint that everybody is fascinated with. Even people who aren't Christian are fascinated with his ecology, his relationship to the environment. And everybody knows him as being just such a loving, merciful, and kind soul. But look what burned in his heart this day as he came from prayer and felt inspired by God to write to all the politicians of the world. He said, consider and see that the day of death draws near. I ask you, therefore, with such reverence as I can, not to forget the Lord on account of the cares and solicitudes of this world, and not to turn aside from his commandments. So he's warning. He said, don't forget God. Catholic politicians, don't forget God. The idea that you're simply going to privatize everything that your faith stands for. No one's telling you to impose your will and make people worship God. But you cannot deny reality. You're not serving people by pretending that God's commandments are simply arbitrary, subjective, religious, private things. That the natural law is not real, or that it's a private imposition. So he goes on. He says, for all those who forget him and decline his commandments are cursed, and they shall be forgotten by him. And when the day of death comes, all that which they think they have shall be taken away from them. And the wiser and more powerful they may have been in this world, so much the greater torments shall they endure in hell. That's St. Francis. That's tough love. That's a renewed mind. That's a disciple. This is a fresh, clear, renewed mind, friend, who sees reality for what it is. So Catholic politicians are living in a world today where in broad areas of the Catholic Church, people are just assuming that nobody is going to be rejected when they die. No one's going to go to hell. Everybody's going to go to heaven. No matter how you live here, as long as you're being authentic to yourself, you're going to heaven. And no matter how you live essentially here, unless you happen to be Adolf Hitler, you're going to go to heaven. And God's going to be pleased and going to be happy with you. Friends, too many Catholics who are in positions of influence are rejecting the biblical worldview, which is not some made-up mythic thing. It's the ground of reality. And if you don't will the good of the people that you're leading, if you don't will their grasping of the truth, you're not loving them. You're not serving them. You're serving yourself, period. And St. Francis tells us, if we're not serving God and speaking the truth in love, we will be subject to God's judgment. And that's true. It really is. May our hearts all turn to God now and say yes to him and be the light that he's called us to be at this important time in history. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in the year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.